Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Rise Up and Be Cool.
Bluefield College offers an online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. A Christ-centered, student-focused education. Classes start May 8th. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Praise God and welcome to Rise Up and Be Healed. I'm Prophetess Cheryl Forrest, and I'm the Senior Pastor of New Creation Ministries, where miracles happen, bless Jesus. And we're located at 61 Cobbs Creek Lane in Cobbs Creek, Virginia. And the zip code there is 23035. And we'd like to invite you and your family to come join us sometimes. Our services start at 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday and 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday nights. I'd like to take this time out to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell for this opportunity with Empowerment Place. We've been blessed at our church to witness God heal a lot of people and of a lot of different things. I mean, cancer, high blood pressure, MS, heart problems. And every time someone gets healed, I feel like I'm welcomed, you know, invited into a miracle. And I know during this broadcast, the Holy Spirit told me that he was going to heal people. So I want you to get ready. If you can, text someone, email someone, you know, contact somebody. Call in your sister in from the other room. Call in Boo from the other room. Tell them, come on in and listen. Because during this broadcast, we will be praying for those of you that are in need of healing to be healed. For those of you that maybe need to be free from some type of oppression, we will be praying for your deliverance today on this broadcast. So you don't want to miss it. And we want you to invite everybody to come in and join because we don't want to leave anybody out. There has been times in our church where people have come in, and as soon as they came through the door, they testify of being healed from whatever ailments that they have. We're talking about the power of God being demonstrated right there in the church. I have a friend. Him and his wife came to one of our services. His name is Dr. Brown, Dr. Kevin Brown. And Dr. Brown, he's the blessed man of God, him and his wife. And Dr. Brown has pastored churches in Germany, and Alaska, and Iceland, and Hawaii, and different places all around. And one day, the day that Dr. Brown came to New Creation Ministries, he testified of when him and his wife came to the door, I had no idea, but he said that he was in pain. And that was one of the reasons they decided to come see us that day. His wife said, you know what, you're in pain, we're going to see Cheryl. So they got in the car, they gave me a call, said, hey, we're coming to visit with you today. I said, hey, great, come on. They said when they got into the door, immediately the pain left. Believer, God wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know that there's nothing too hard for him. So if you're in pain today, hold on, because throughout the broadcast, we will be addressing that issue for you. We will be praying for those that are in pain, that God will heal you from that pain. Or even if there is some type of sickness or disease in your body, we will also be praying for your deliverance from that. So Dr. Brown's story is, he's sitting there in the service. I invite him up to the front to come say something to address the congregation. And once he sat down, after the service was over, Dr. Brown began to confide in me. He said, I wonder, do you know that there's angels sitting in your pews? I said, oh, my God, hallelujah. Because at that time, we were having different people experiencing angelic sightings in the church. People would come after the service and say, hey, you know, I saw something. I saw an angel. We even had one of the kids at the church that he turned around and there was an angel at the back door. We've been experiencing angelic sightings. We've been experiencing angelic assistance in our services. So we just want you to come out and just experience the power of God in our services. Amen. But Dr. Brown, he even told us that day, he said he's been to a lot of different churches, and he's actually pastored a lot of different churches, and he began to encourage me. He says, never has he ever felt anything like what he felt in our church that day, because I'm telling you, the power of God is available, is there to heal the sick. Bless Jesus. So, you know, Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., gather up all the people you can gather and join us at New Creation Ministries 61 Cobbs Creek Lane in Cobbs Creek, Virginia. Bless Jesus, because we will be praying for the sick. We'll be praying for those that are oppressed. We'll be praying for breakthroughs and freedoms for the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we look forward to God moving mightily in the church service on Sunday. Well, today we're going to look at Mark's 11th chapter. And in Mark's 11th chapter, it talks about a man named Bartimaeus. The Bible actually addresses him as blind Bartimaeus. And Mark's 11th chapter, and it says in the 46th verse, and it says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude of people, with a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace." You know how folk is. They want you to shut down because when they're not used to something and it looks like something is out of order, they want you to just be quiet because, you know, folk are just folk, bless Jesus. But this man had tenacity. This man had gotten to the point where he was tired of being in his condition. And sometimes, you know, when you get tired of the same old, I used to tell people all the time, when you get tired of it, you're going to do something about it. And blind Bartimaeus had come to that point in his life on that day. He got tired of his situation. He got tired of his situation. He got tired of being blind. So when he heard there was Jesus, and I'm sure that throughout his life he had heard about the miraculous power that Jesus had. I'm sure he heard how he was healing the multitude, how folk would get around him, and everybody that was sick left healed. Everybody that were oppressed left delivered. And I'm sure he heard about that. And so he made up in his mind that day that, you know what, I'm not going to be quiet, and I'm not going to stay the same. And I will not miss my opportunity today to be healed. And I encourage you today to have that same mindset. We will be praying for the sick to be healed today. We will be praying for those that are in need of freedom to be freed today, those that are in need of a breakthrough for your breakthrough today. But get it in your mind and your heart today that God loves you. He wants you healed. He wants you delivered, and he wants you set free. Bless Jesus. So they were trying to get blind Bartimaeus to be quiet, and the Bible says he begins to cry even the greater. He said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." You know, that's good news. Because God is telling us today, he says, rise up. It's time to reposition yourself. It's time to change your way of thinking. You know, we put up with stuff sometimes a little bit too long. And some of you out there right now, you're taking pills and trying to manage the pain. But I'm here to tell you today that you no longer have to take the pills to manage the pain. Because I know a pain reliever, and his name is Jesus. I know what he did in my personal life. And I'm going to continue to read to you what he did with blind Bartimaeus. But then I'm going to remind you of what he did in my life. But I know someone that can change your situation. So I just want you to hold on just a little bit longer, amen? Because I believe that God will heal you tonight if you just have a little bit of faith. So blind Bartimaeus, when they told him to rise, that Jesus was calling him, the Bible says in verse 50 of the 10th chapter, it says, "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, He says, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Now, this is Jesus asking a man that's been blind for some time. Maybe you've been in your situation for a long time. But this is just how much God loves us. He asked him the question, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And I hear the Spirit of the Lord asking today, "David, what is it that you need me to do? Son, what is it that you need me to do? Daughter, what is it that you need me to do for you?" And know that God is able to perform it. And the Bible says, "The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And the Bible says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. What is it that you need God to do for you today? Know today that God is more than able to accomplish that. You know something I had to find out about God? I mean, I had to come to the realization. God is not like man. You know, man, we have good intentions, but sometimes we don't always follow through. But our heart is in the right place, and we wish we could, you know, fulfill every obligation that we have. But sometimes, you know, things get in the way, and we're not able to fulfill all of our obligations. But God is not like man. If he promised it, he can perform it. But what we have to do is have faith in him and trust him. I know when I was 17 years old, doctor diagnosed me as having cancer. And I have an uncle at that time that was a preacher and when he was alive. And he told me that day, he said, Cheryl, he says, God loves you. He does not want you to die from cancer. And, you know, jokingly, I said, I don't want to die either. Remember now, I'm just 17 years old, young, following the enemy hard. I was not saved, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy. So my uncle told me, he says, Cheryl, he says, God loves you. You listen today, and you need to know this. Get it down in your spirit. No matter what you have done in your past, God loves you. Now, he doesn't love sin, but he loves a sinner, and that's good news. Amen? So God loves you, and he loves you enough to want to heal you. And my uncle told me, he said, Cheryl, if you would just have faith the size of a mustard seed, God will heal you from that cancer. And then he asked me, can I pray with you? And I said, yes. So my Uncle Robert prayed for me that day. His name was Robert Hicks, Reverend Robert Hicks. My Uncle Robert prayed for me that day that God would heal me from that cancer. And I blessed God, hallelujah, because when they put me in the hospital for a biopsy, and I went in as a rebellious teenager, holding on to my mother's hand, said, Mama, please don't let me go. I'll never forget that day, bless Jesus. And she held on to my hand as long as she could. They took me in there, they put me to sleep, and I remember waking up. And when I woke up, the doctor came in the room, and he said, we opened you up, but we had to close you because we couldn't find anything. To God be the glory. You know, that's the type of God we serve. Now, I know that happened when I was 17, but then God turned around again when I was about 35, 36, we'll put it like this, 21 years ago. God turned around again and healed me again from another type of cancer. So I know that God is a healer today. And the same God that healed me wants to heal you. In Luke, in the 5th chapter, it talks about a leper. And it said, and it happened when he was in a certain city that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And the Bible says, and immediately the leprosy left him. No matter what it is, whatever condition it is, no matter what the stronghold is, no matter what the bondage is, God is willing to deliver you. God is willing to heal you. He just wants you to trust him. And for those of you that are out there that's wondering, you know, hey, I just wondered, is healing for the day? Yes, it is for today. Is deliverance for the day? Yes, deliverance is for the day. Can God set me free? Yes, he can set you free. I know some people, you know, it's so easy for them to believe that God would heal somebody else, but when it really comes to them personally, that's where the struggle is. But know the day, the Spirit of the Lord is available to remove the struggle. He does not want you to suffer any longer. Listen, you've been in that condition a little bit too long. Time to depart from that condition. It's time to let it go. It's time to accept the healing that Jesus died on the cross that you can have. The Bible says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And then it says, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus paid the price so that you can be free from that sickness. You do not have to have cancer. You do not have to have a heart attack. You do not have to have high blood pressure. I'm telling you the truth. I know what I'm talking about. I went to the doctor last year.
to get some exams on me. They came back and they tried to tell me that I had high blood pressure. And I said, I'm not receiving that. The devil is a liar. I'm not going to receive that. And you know something? It doesn't matter how, with me, this is the way I feel. It doesn't matter what was in my past, you know, along with my relatives, what's in my genes. It doesn't matter because the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, now all things are new and of God. So I look at it like this. When I gave my life to God, I had a new family. Yes, I still have the old family, but now I have a new, I've been adopted into a new family. No sickness in heaven. There's no cancer in heaven. There's no high blood pressure in heaven. There's no heart problems in heaven. Okay? Bless Jesus. God wants to heal you today. He wants you delivered. And he wants you to be set free. In Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So we know that sometimes we go through things, but there's help. You don't have to go through it by yourself, and you don't have to stay in it. The moment you decide, you know, enough is enough, God deliver me, God, I'm going to trust you, then the power of God, you know, it's available to heal you when you're ready to be healed. And I'm going to just ask you this question. What is it that you want from the Father tonight? Are you ready to be healed? Are you ready to be delivered? Are you ready to be set free? Because he's ready to heal you. He's ready to deliver you. He's ready to set you free. That's how much he loves you. Remember again, Jesus went to the cross. He took that pain so that you wouldn't have to bear it in your body. He knows what it's like to bear sickness. He bore it on the cross so that you and I wouldn't have to bear it today. So I encourage you, believer, get ready to be delivered from that sickness. Get ready to be healed today because the God we serve is faithful. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died in sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Beloved, the Bible says we're already healed. We just have to accept it. We just have to receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you today, get ready to receive it. In Acts, the third chapter, I remember reading with Peter and John. It says they went and together into the temple. It said that it was at the hour of prayer. God's doing something. He's beginning to move even now. And it said, being the ninth hour. And it said, and a certain man who had been, Jesus, lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate. There's somebody out there. You've been dealing. We're going to stop right there and begin to deal with some things. I hear tumors. There's somebody out there. You're dealing with tumors and growths. And I'm just going to take the time out right now to speak to that because that's really heavy on me. So in the name of Jesus, I bind those tumors up and I bind those growths up and I command them to come out in Jesus' name. And I loose the healing power of God to flow throughout your body, to dissolve them completely, even in this hour. And I decree and declare over you a same hour deliverance, a same hour healing for your body in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what do you do with that? You said, Prophet, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it says here, it says, Peter, go back up. And a certain man lay from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive of them. Now, he was expecting to receive money. But God
had set things up that day so that he can receive something greater than money, Jesus. And some of you that are going to be listening, that are listening now, and for some of that will be listening later on, it's almost like a setup for a miracle, Jesus. Whew, Jesus. But I do know that God is saying that he wants to heal you because you've been in that situation long enough. And the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So that ailment, that sickness, that disease, that pain, that addiction, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And I decree over you tonight that it will bow, it shall bow in Jesus' name. And the Bible says that when it gave heed unto them, expecting, and when he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and the Bible says, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We serve the same God. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you're out there today. Wherever the pain is, just put your hands right there on that area right there today. And we're going to come against that pain, and I'm going to believe God with you that you will not have to take another pain pill, that as of this day, as of this hour, that the pain will leave in Jesus' name. If there's sickness in your body, just place your hands on that area, and we're going to deal with that right now. Beloved, receive this now. God wants you healed. He loves you. He wants you healed. He wants you whole. Amen? So get ready to receive it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask now that you would touch your daughter, that you would touch your son, that you would heal your people now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We loose the healing power of God to flow throughout your body from the top of your head all the way down to your feet in Jesus' name. I speak to your back. I command it to be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to your bones in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened and be healed and be whole in Jesus' name. Someone, you have a cast on and God is healing that area right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. There are some of you out there, you have female problems. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. Be healed in Jesus' name. I lose the healing of power of God to flow throughout your body, to flow throughout your organs. In the name of Jesus, organs, I command you, be healed, be whole in Jesus' name. And for some of you out there, there are actually turmoil in your mind. In the name of Jesus, be at peace. Mind, be at peace. I rebuke the turmoil in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the confusion. I cast it out. Command to go in Jesus' name. And I lose the peace of God that surpasses all understanding unto you now in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be set free. And for some of you that are battling addiction, hallelujah, I'm going to speak to your blood. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the craving out of your blood now in Jesus. And I command it to loose you, to loose this hole from out of your blood, to loose you from it in Jesus' name. And I break that addiction off your life. I command it to be broken now in Jesus' name. Be free, sister. Be free, brother, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for those of you that are battling oppression in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke the spirit of oppression off of you. I command that spirit to come out now in Jesus' name and to go bound into uninhabited dry places, never to return in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Why don't you take this moment right now and begin to praise and thank God. Hallelujah for your healing. Begin to fill it with a praise, amen. Begin to fill that miracle with a blessing of praising Almighty God, hallelujah, with a word of gratitude unto the Lord. God, I thank you for my healing. Begin to thank him for healing you today, hallelujah. For those of you out there, maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you once knew Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you backslid. The word of God says that God is married to the backslider. He loves you. Can I help you out? Either there's two people that you can serve, or two spirits. You can serve God, or you can serve Satan. If we do not serve God, we serve Satan by default.
You don't want Satan to be your daddy. You don't want him to be your father. He's not a good father. He lies. The Bible says he's the father of lies. He'll set you up, tell you to do something wrong, and then set you up and tell everybody and let you be exposed before everybody. But he's not a good daddy to serve. But God is. God is good. He loves us. He loves us so much he sent Jesus to the cross to take our place. It should have been you and I hanging from that cross, but he went there on our behalf, and he took our place. And it didn't stop there. He's still interceding for you and I today, seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I today. That's how much he loves us. And today when you repent of your sin, and I'm asking you, check out yourself. You know where you are in Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask you this question. If Jesus were to come back today, tonight, if tonight he comes back, are you 100% sure that you'll be able to go back with him into heaven? Because you know the Bible says he's coming back like a thief in the night. Phew, he's coming back quickly. Are you ready to go back with him? If you're not and you want to be ready, then repeat this prayer after me. Dear Father, I repent of my sin, and I ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. I invite you to come into my life and to save me and to make my salvation real to me today in Jesus' name. And I thank you that by faith I'm saved. Hallelujah. Then begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. And we'd love to hear your testimonies. You got healed today. Check yourself out. If you have problems bending your back, bend over to the glory of God. Don't look for the pain. Look for your healing. Glory to God. If you had problems walking, get up and walk. Rise up, believer. Be healed in Jesus' name. Walk in your healing. Walk in your wholeness today. God has delivered you. God has set you free. I'm going to tell you like he told the woman in the Bible. Go and sin no more. Sin separates us from God. And sin can bring that sickness back on you. So you don't want to, you know, you don't want to get that sickness back. You don't want to be back in bondage again. So go and sin no more. And if you see yourself tempted, just simply pray and ask God to deliver you from the temptation. And for every temptation out there, in the name of Jesus, God has already made a way of escape. So when you're going through things, it seems like you're about tempted to, you know, mess up. You're about tempted to fall into sin. Just say, Jesus, help me. God will send help. He will send help from with his mighty right hand. That's how much he loves us. He'll come in. He's a present help in times of trouble. You can call on him. One of the wonderful things I love about him is you can trust him. We can trust God. That's how much he loves us. So, beloved, if you gave your life to Christ today, we'd love to hear from you. If you rededicate your life to Christ, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to my website. It's www.CherylForestMinistries.com. Again, that's www.CherylForestMinistries.com. And come visit us on Sunday. Bring everybody that you know that needs healing. Bring them to the house of power. God is there. God is healing people. He's delivering people. He's setting people free. Come on and join us at New Creation Ministries, 61 Concrete Lane, Concrete, Virginia. Glory to God. We pray that you've been blessed. And again, we want to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell. Again, we want to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell with Empowerment Place for this opportunity to share the word of God with you. Know today again, God is a good God. God loves you, and God wants you healed. Beloved, God bless you. We ask you to join us next week at the same time, 5 o'clock p.m., so you can be blessed.